Well, hello, everyone. We're back here again with Marty Mulligan of AncientIrelandTourism.com. And this is the second in our series of what we do on the five-day tour of Ireland, where we see the five provinces. So on day two, we've been rested. Second day, we're not off of the airplane. You know, we have a nice breakfast at Muir's Courthouse, and the first stop on our tour now is Newgrange. So, Marty, what can you tell us about Newgrange?
Well, day two, I think we were well rested. We've had a lovely sleep from the night before, and everyone's well fed, and we're over the jet lag. So we bring in a little bit more activity on day two. Well, we start off and ease it into the day again with a visit to Newgrange. Now, Newgrange is one of Ireland's only three World Heritage Sites, and it is a key destination. It was, be it one of the blockbuster sites, call it what you will, but Newgrange, built over 5,000 years ago, where the light shines into the chamber each year at midwinter, is one of the wonders of the world. Newgrange, along with this tour as well, will also come a visit to Knout and Doubt, which are two sister sites as such, but lesser known, lesser visited to Newgrange. And from here as well, then, we're really beginning our ancient Ireland journey, because we are on the places, the sites of our ancients. So I think something very magical about these places. They match Orion's belt, the constellations, the same as the pyramids in Giza. We make all of those connections. We've really touched down now to the core of ancient Ireland. And from there, a nice relaxing morning, then we'll get back onto our coach and take the short journey up to Dublin, and spend an afternoon and an evening in Dublin visiting various different sites in Dublin.
So tell us a little bit about Dublin. There's so much to see in Dublin. How much of Dublin can someone see in one day, for example? I mean, where do we start?
Yeah, see, this is a great thing about Dublin as well. It's a city, but it's a small city, and it's a city that's it's a walking city. You can walk around Dublin city centre in the space of a few hours. We can cover a lot in Dublin. One of the suggested places would be that an absolute visit to the GPO, General Post Office, scene of much of the activity during the 1906 rising. And there is also a commemorative museum along attached to the post office now as well. So one of the tours that we could incorporate is a 1916 commemorative tour, walking tour of Dublin, where we visit certain sites associated with the whole 1916. That can take us on up then to Grafton Street. We can spend some time in Grafton Street shopping, taking it easy, having the tea, having the coffee, watching the buskers, head on up to Stephen's Green, take a stroll around Stephen's Green, maybe have tea in the Shelburne, nothing nicer. But Dublin will offer us so many possibilities, and I do think that over an afternoon, coming into the evening, where we all have something nice to eat, maybe take in a show, have a pint in the pub, certainly, that we can cover a lot of what Dublin has to offer in an afternoon and an evening. And because of the fact as well, then we're just less than an hour back home to Muir's Courthouse, that it does lend us an opportunity to have a lovely, relaxing and very a thorough look at Dublin in a day.
So what about some of the sites a little outside of the core of Dublin that we may need to get a ride to? Say, you know, a lot of Americans want to see the tour of Glasnevin or get out to Arbor Hill or Kilmainham or even Phoenix Park.
Absolutely. All of these things are possible as well because of the fact that we're traveling in a small group. We have our own coach with us at all times, which is like a big taxi for us, I suppose, that these sites absolutely would be looked at and included in. If anybody requests to go to any of these sites, we can cater for that. Absolutely. Kilmainham Jail being another as well we can fit all of this into a leisurely afternoon and evening in Dublin. Absolutely, yeah.
And then after we're all exhausted from our exciting afternoon and evening in Dublin, we head back to Muir's Courthouse. And I guess, Marty, there will be more fireplace and stories.
I'd say the stories and the songs will be flowing real good old by then. That'll be day two. We all got to know each other. We're all friends and we've had a couple of pints. I'd say we'll be singing songs, telling poems and tall tales.
And Marty, I've known you for a few years now, and I've never known you to run out of stories. So, yeah, I've got to ask the question. Do you ever run out of stories, Marty?
But sure, as long as there's people out there and the world is still existing, there'll always be stories.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing them all. So
them all? You want to take the 10-day trip?
So thanks for listening, and this has been day two of the 5-day Ancient Ireland tourism tour. Look forward to seeing you and talking to you about day three, where we're going to head west. Stay tuned.